This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The future of the James Bond franchise is up in the air. Not only have the distribution rights to Ian Fleming's world-famous secret agent been up for grabs since Spectre hit theaters last year, but the return of Daniel Craig has been uncertain. Sony currently has an offer out to Daniel Craig for $150 million to come back as James Bond for two more movies that would be made virtually back-to-back. Supposedly, Sony has renegotiated a deal for the rights, but they want Daniel Craig on board first. The Olympic Games in Rio may have ended, but now you can get your fix of Olympic sports 24/7 on a dedicated Olympics website. The Olympics Channel launched at olympicchannel.com after the games ended last month. The free site already has a marathon's worth of viewing, including on-demand video features on Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt's triple gold medal winning performance and much more. The Olympic Channel will also stream live international competitions of Olympic sports. Check it out. Fox News will pay $20 million to settle a lawsuit with former anchor Gretchen Carlson 2 months after she accused her old boss Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. The network said in a statement, "We sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she deserved." During her tenure at Fox News, Gretchen exhibited the highest standards of journalism and professionalism, unquote. Roger Ailes is now consulting with the Donald Trump presidential campaign, which, as we see it, is a perfect fit. After wowing critics, Mel Gibson's pacifist World War II action drama, Hacksaw Ridge, had its red carpet world premiere at the Venice Film Festival. The film received a 10-minute standing ovation, a rare sight at the festival. About 6 minutes into the ovation, Gibson and the actors were asked to go down into the audience, where some fans greeted Gibson with their faces painted blue, Braveheart style. Apparently, Gibson did not insult any Jews during the event. Mazel tov, Mel! Actress Melissa McCarthy is developing a family comedy with Fox TV. She's attached as an executive producer, along with her husband and producing partner, Ben Falcone. The untitled half-hour single-cam comedy follows an unconventional family that is formed when a successful type A man and his estranged sister, plus her two children, find themselves not only back in each other's lives, but also living under one roof. Warner Brothers is the studio behind the series. In recent years, the relationship between Misfit singer Glenn Danzig and bassist Jerry Only has consisted largely of a series of lawsuits and countersuits, but the two seem to have buried the hatchet. Jerry Only has been performing under the Misfits name since a lawsuit in the early 90s, but this week, he and his guitarist brother Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein reunited with Danzig at Riot Fest in Denver, performing Misfits songs together for the first time in 33 years. There may be more shows in the future. Actor Chevy Chase has checked into a rehab facility in Minnesota for treatment for an alcohol problem. Chase has had struggles with substances throughout his career. He checked into the Betty Ford Clinic in the 1980s for treatment for an addiction to prescription painkillers. The 72-year-old former star of Saturday Night Live and the Vacation movies was recently a regular on TV's Community from 2009 to 2014. He has a pair of films coming up, The Christmas Apprentice and Dog Years. We wish him well, because he's Chevy Chase and we're not. Stevie Nicks has announced a fall tour with special guest The Pretenders, kicking off October 25th in Phoenix, Arizona, and ending here in L.A. at The Forum December 18th. This will be Nicks' first round of solo concerts since Fleetwood Mac came off the road last fall. The shows are tied to her last album, 2014's 24 Karat Gold Songs from the Vault, a collection of previously unreleased solo songs that date back to 1969. The Pretenders have a new album coming out called Alone, October 21st. Should be a great tour. Former One Direction singer Zayn Malik has canceled a concert in Dubai, saying anxiety issues did not make him confident enough to perform a major solo show. The 23-year-old was due to appear on October 7th. Malik told fans, quote, "I have been working over the last 3 months to overcome my extreme anxiety around major live solo performances. I feel I'm making progress." This is the second major concert he has canceled, having pulled the plug on a show at Wembley Stadium in London last month. Green Day have announced a new run of shows in North America and Europe to coincide with the release of the band's 12th studio album, Revolution Radio, which arrives next month. The group will kick off the tour in St. Louis, Missouri on September 20th. After several dates in the Midwest, Green Day head to the East Coast before wrapping up the U.S. portion of the tour with dates in L.A. and their hometown of Berkeley, California. In the new year, the band travels to Europe for a series of gigs in Italy, Germany, Sweden, and the U.K. Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston broke up after only 3 months together. "It was an amicable split," a source said. "Yeah, for now." The relationship between the pop star and the actor went public on June 15th, when photos of the couple kissing on the beach hit the internet. Within weeks, the pair met each other's parents, celebrated July 4th together at Swift's annual star-studded bash, and jet-set it around the world. Hopefully, Taylor will meet Mr. Right soon. In the meantime, she can always get comforted by Lord.
The Trash Bin.
Over the past 5 years, actor Shia LaBeouf has been embroiled in a bizarre off-screen drama of his own making, one that nearly derailed his career. He's had several alcohol-related arrests and a public firing from the 2013 Broadway play Orphans. But the biggest scandal came in 2014. Drunk on whiskey, he created such a ruckus while watching a Broadway performance of Cabaret that police officers hauled him off to jail. In recent months, though, he's been behaving himself and is working again, so hopefully he will stay healthy.
The news wrap-up.
The new iPhone 7 removes the headphone jack but includes a new home button, a new camera system, and a sharper screen. Tesla CEO Elon Musk urged employees to cut costs and produce as many cars as possible as he readied a new push to raise money. Samsung recalled 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7s over battery fires.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The biopic Sully beat all the competition this week.
The number one album.
Travis Scott's second album, Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight, is on top.
The number one app.
Yeah, Pokemon Go is still the king.
The number one fiction book.
A Great Reckoning by Louise Penny is the best-selling book in the USA.
Usher has released 7 studio albums, and those 7 albums have sold a whopping 75 million copies worldwide. That makes him one of the most successful recording artists in the world. Now, Usher has returned with a brand new collection of songs, and it's awesome. From the brand new album, Hard to Love, here's Usher featuring Young Thug with the song of the week, No Limit.
We got a vibe, we got a way, you should ride on it. All of the places I can take, you girl is limitless. So if you've never been, girl, I would just love to take you there. You don't have to worry about a thing, I gotta let me show you better than. Cause I may not know you, just let me hold you. You be my soldier, like you from the north, yeah. Make you say, no limit. I see murder that, no limit, baby. Give you that ghetto D, girl, no limit. Just know when you're always somebody like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit. I see murder that, no limit, baby. Give you that ghetto D.
That was multi-platinum selling Usher featuring Young Thug with the song of the week, no limit. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.